You two are doing a fantastic job with the mantle. Hayden, what do you say you and I dig into another box and get some things hanging on the tree?
Let's do this. Look what I found. Candy canes. I got this one for sure, Dad. Candy canes are red and white. What else is red and white at Christmas? The suit of the right jolly old elf himself.
Wrong again.
You've gotta be kidding me.
Hayden, Dad said that the colors of Christmas all point to the story of Jesus.
Okay then. Red and white. Red and white. Man, I give up.
I think I know.
Go ahead, Mom. What do you think?
Well, red is the color of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross for our sins. It's the color of freedom he bought for us. It's the color of redemption. God's rescue of mankind from death and hell.
That's right. And white?
I know. If red represents the blood of Jesus, white must symbolize that Jesus' blood cleanses us from sin.
Exactly.
The colors red and white are used just about everywhere at Christmas, so we are always being reminded that Jesus' blood washes us as white as snow.
You're right, pal. Our red and white decorations remind us that the baby in the manger became the Lamb of God, whose blood was shed for all of us, no matter who we are or what we've ever done.